have 73 companies on the Alliance Small Business Contract, and everybody is a member. All those companies are members of the Alliance Small Business Industry Council. So we have a number of very active companies. Maybe about half of those companies are very active. And we spend a lot of time spreading the word about Alliance Small Business and telling what a great contract tool it is.
So it seems like they would be able to get these GWAC contracts to work for them. Why is it sometimes hard for companies to pan this out?
Well, I think that there's a lot of preconceived notions about small business. A lot of people feel that small business can't do what large business can. And one of our objectives is not to just to tell about the Alliance Small Business Contract, but also to tell what a great industrial base we have. So, for example, a lot of organizations are not aware of the certifications that many of the companies have. For example, I'm with ActionNet. We have ISO 20000 and CMMI Level 3 certifications. A lot of larger businesses don't have those qualifications, but a number of the companies on Alliance Small Business do, in fact, have those advanced certifications and accreditations. So, on the Alliance Small Business Contract, I would say that more than half of the companies have actually won awards. So it depends on the strategy and how savvy the team is in terms of exploiting that situation.
So that means half of the people that spent the money to get a place on that GWAC have not got orders. And does the GSA provide any marketing support in the same manner as the council does, or are you pretty much on your own once you've won?
No, I think that the group in Kansas City has been very, very supportive of not only of our organization but of the contract itself. They're constantly involved in talking with agencies, in training them on the contract tool, in providing scope reviews, in making it as easy as possible for agencies to use the Alliance Small Business Contract tool.
What other challenges are there for agencies meeting that goal?
Well, I think that one of the issues is what I just explained, is preconceived notions as to what makes up the small business contract base. There's a lack of awareness that small business can really handle very large task orders. So, for example, on Alliance Small Business, in the past year or so, we have at least two contract task orders that are valued around $100 million. There's another one in the wings that has an estimated value of about $800 million. There's a couple more that are in the pipeline that I know of that have values in excess of $100, $200 million. So people tend to think of small business being able to handle relatively small task orders. And so I think that that's a major hurdle. Plus, I think that there's just, even with all of the work that GSA is doing, all the work that ASBIC is doing, that there's still a lack of knowledge concerning what a GWAC is and what a small business GWAC can do.
I wanted to expand on that a little bit. You said that a couple of times, the preconceived notion and the lack of knowledge. Not that you want to point fingers or assign blame anywhere, but how do you overcome that? I mean, clearly GSA has been working really hard on this. You guys have been working really hard on this. And where does that preconceived notion come from?
You know, it's like anything else. I mean, people have prejudices against and certain ideas about things. But I can say this, that if you look at the scorecard and the grades that certain agencies are getting, is that pretty much, with some important exceptions, but pretty much the agencies that are doing well on the scorecard are active users of GSA's GWACs. The agencies that are not doing that well, for example, NASA, is not an active user of the GWACs. The situation of HUD, I think that there's some circumstantial situations concerning the financial crisis that drove HUD's score down. HUD is usually considered a pretty good player in the small business arena.
We're speaking with Nancy Suslov. She is chairwoman of the Alliance Small Business Council and director of customer relationships for ActionNet. Now, you mentioned some of these high-level certifications that small businesses sometimes have or often have that the large contractors don't.
No, what I said was many of them don't. I mean, I can't make...
Well, subtle difference, but definitely significant.
Okay.
Sure.
Here's the point. You said there's some $800 million, $200 million, $100 million task orders coming down that need those certifications. Are some of the small businesses able to take on something as big as $100 or $200 million alone, or do they generally use the certification they might have and also bring in a large business as a partner, as a sub?
Well, I think that the answer to your question is yes. In other words, small businesses do what a lot of large businesses do, is they subcontract major components, not more than 50%, but significant components of the given task order to companies, to incumbents, to companies that have specific expertise that are in niche markets. So we do what large businesses do. You don't see a lot of large task orders given to large business that don't have multiple subcontractors on them. So it's the same techniques. The thing is that small companies, just like large companies, have the infrastructure that it takes to manage that type of program. What do I mean by the infrastructure? They have the human resources departments to do the recruiting, and the rebadging that's necessary to meet very assiduous requirements concerning transition. They have a track record, just like large business does, of implementing new programs in 30, 60, 90 days. So we've learned. Many of the people who make up small businesses have had their training in Tier 1 large business companies, so we know how to do it. And then another important factor is that many of the companies, particularly on Alliance Small Business, had to go through, even to make it onto the contract, they had to prove that they were financially sound. So the companies that that I work with, that I'm aware of, many of them talk about their record in terms of credit rating. They don't have any loans out. They don't owe any money, and they have lots of cash. So when you take a look at the requirements that it takes to do an $800 million task order or one or $200 million task order, those are pretty much the things that make up a lot of the risk. And so I think if agencies know how to put in adequate risk mitigation plans or requirements for those plans into their task orders, if they have adequate criteria in terms of evaluating subcontract relationships, they can avoid a lot of the problems that may have occurred in the past. And just like there have been problems with large business task orders, there have been some of the same types of problems with small business task orders.
I wanted to turn that on its ear just a little bit and throw you something of a curveball, but I think you'll be able to help me out with this. Part of what this is about is, showing small businesses that they would be able to handle these kinds of large contracts. Do you ever find yourself in the position of maybe counseling a small business that they're not quite ready and that going for something like that would be detrimental to them, that you have to kind of reach a happy point where you are ready for something like this?
Well, I don't find myself in the position of counseling companies in that way.
Okay.
I think that for the most part, there are companies, they find their own level. They know they do the same kind of competitive analysis that larger companies do. They look at the situation, and if they find that the risk is too great, they're not going to do it. The average number of proposals that goes in on an Alliance Small Business bid is in the range of 4.5 bids. So that tells me that companies know who they are and what they can do. Wouldn't you say that?
Gotcha. Yes. No. The company itself would best know what they're capable of.
So, I mean, there are of course exceptions where there are maybe 8 or 9 bidders on a particular deal, but by and large, companies know who they are. Mm-hmm. There is a difference in terms of philosophy. Some of the more experienced companies that have been more successful, generally speaking, are companies that don't bid on bluebirds. Other companies within the Alliance Small Business Fold have a mandate where they want to bid on every single deal that comes through.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a positioning somewhere between that. But I think that as time goes by, more and more companies are saying that we really have to use Alliance Small Business as a contract tool, as a tactic, as a way of selling into the agency. It's just a tactic. It's not the one and only way of winning the business.